Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari
Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari
Jaya Gopijan Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivaradhari Jaya Girivaradhari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radha
Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radha
Jai Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jai Krishna Balaram
Jai Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jai Krishna Balaram
Jai Ladu Gopal Ladu Gopal Ladu
भगवते
वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जय उदीरे
ततो जय उदीरे
करोति वाचालम्
मुखं करोति वाचालम्
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गृहं
पङ्गुं लङ्घयते
गृहं यत्त्रिपात्रमहं वन्दे
यत्त्रिपात्रमहं वन्दे
कुटीरतारणम् पद्मनन्दमाधवम् श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्
श्रीचैतन्य
ईश्वरम् रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् कैण्टो 1 Chapter 19 and text 10 and 11.
Nine,
I think you told me 10 and 11.
9, 10 exams.
Oh, 9, 10 exams. So 9 and 10. So we can cover from 9 till 12.
Yeah.
Does everybody has Atrir Vashishtha Chyavanaha Shadavan Arishta Nemi Vigur Angiras Cha Parashuro Gadisuto Gadisutostha Rama Utatya Indra Pramadhe Mahabahu Medhatihir Devala Arishtaseno Bharadvajo Gautamaha Pippaladaha Maitreyaha Auravaha Kavashaha Kumbhayanur Dvapayano Bhagavan Naradas Atri Vashishtha Chainava Shadavan
Atri Vashishtha
Atri Vashishtha Chavana Sharadvan
Atri Vashishtha Chavana Sharadvan
Arishtanemi Bhrigurangirascha
Arishtanemi Bhrigurangirascha
Arishtanemi Bhrigurangirascha
Arishtanemi Bhrigurangirascha
Parasharoga Disutastu Namarama
Parasharoga Disutastu Namarama
Parasharoga Disutastu Namarama
Parasharoga Disutastu Namarama
Utatya Indra Pramadhe Damadav
Utatya Indra Pramadhe Damadav
Utathya Indra Pramade Dhamavau
Utathya Indra Pramade Dhamavau
Medhatithi Devala Rishtaseno
Medhatithi Devala Rishtaseno
Medhatithi Devala Rishtaseno
Medhatithi Devala Rishtaseno
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Maitreya Aurva Kavasha Kumbhayanur
Maitreya Aurva Kavasha Kumbhayanur
Dvapayano Bhagwan Naradascha
Dvapayano Bhagwan Naradascha
Atri Vashishtha Chainava Sharadvan
Atri Vashishtha Chainava Sharadvan
Arishta Nemi Bhagaru Sangirascha
Arishta Nemi Bhagaru Sangirascha
Parasharoga Disutatho Narama
Parasharoga Disutatho Narama
Utathya Indra Pramadha Dharma Vahau
Utathya Indra Pramadha Dharma Vahau
Medhatihir Devala Rishta Seno
Medhatihir Devala Rishta Seno
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Bharadvajo Gautama Pippalada
Maitreya Aurva Kavasha Kumbhayanur
Maitreya Aurva Kavasha Kumbhayanur
Dvapayano Bhagwan Naradascha
Dvapayano Bhagwan Naradascha
Atrir Varishtha Chavayana Sarvadan
Atrir Varishtha Chavayana Sarvadan
Varishtha ष्टनेमि भृगुरङ्गिरश्च पराशरोगादिसुतोऽथ रामा
मैत्र अरुवा कवशा कुंभयोनी
So word by word meaning, Atri to Narada, all names of different saintly personalities who arrived there from different parts of the universe. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. From different parts of the universe, there arrived great sages like Atri, Charanaha, Shadavan, Arishtarani, Prabhu, Vashishta, Parashara, Vashvamitra, Angira, Parshuram, Uthatya, Indra Pramada, Idhamahu, Madhim, Medhatihi, Devala, Arishtasena, Bharadvaja, Gautama, Pippalada, Maitreya, Aurava, Kavasha, Kumbayoni, Dwapayana, and the great personality Narada. Please repeat after me. From different parts, of the universe, there arrived great sages, Atri, Chavanaha, Shadavan, Arishtanemi, Regu, Vashisht, Parashra, Vishwamitra, Angira, Parshuram, Utathya, Indra Pramada, Idhamahbhav, Medhatihi, Devala, Arishtasena, Bharadwaj, Gautama, Pippalada, Maitreya, Aurva, Kavasha, Kumbayoni, Dvapayana, and the great personality,
Narada.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Shri. Chavana, a great sage and one of the sons of Bhrigu Muni. He was born prematurely when his pregnant mother was kidnapped. Chavana is one of the six sons of his father. Bhrigu, when Brahmaji was performing a great sacrifice on behalf of Varuna, Maharshi Bhrigu was born from the sacrificial fire. He was a great sage and his very dear wife was Puloma. He could travel in space like Durvasa, Narada and others, and he used to visit all planets of the universe. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, he tried to stop the battle. Sometimes he instructed Bharadvaja Muni about astronomical evolution, and he is the author of the great Bhrigu Samhita, the great astrological calculation. He explained how air, fire, water and earth are generated from ether. He explained how the air in the stomach works and regulates the intestines. As a great philosopher, he logically established the eternity of the living entity, Mahabharata. He was also a great anthropologist, and theory of evolution was long ago explained by him. He was a scientific propounder of the four divisions and orders of the human society known as Varnashram Institution. He converted the Kshatriya king Vithavya into a Brahmana, Vashishta. See Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Parashara. He is the grandson of Vashishta Muni and father of Vyasadev. He is the son of Maharshi Shakti, and his mother's name was Adrashyati. He was in the womb of mother when she was only 12 years old, and from within the womb his mother he learned the Vedas. His father was killed by a demon, Kalmasupada, and to avenge he wanted to annihilate the whole world. He was restrained, however, by his grandfather Vashishta. He then performed a Rakshasa killing yagna, but Maharshi Pulastya restrained him. He begat Vyasadev, being attracted by Satyavati, who was to become wife of Maharaj Shantanu. By the blessing of Parashara, Satyavati became fragrant for miles. He was present also during the time of Bhishma's death. He was spiritual master of Maharaj Janaka and a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He is the author of many Vedic scripture and sociological directions. Gadi Sutta or Vishwamitra. A great sage of austerity and mystic power, he is famous as Gadi Sutta because his father was Gadi, a powerful king of province of Kanyakubja, a part of Uttar Pradesh. Although he was Kshatriya by birth, he became a Brahmana in very same body by the power of his spiritual achievements. He picked a quarrel with Vasishtha Muni when he was the Kshatriya king and performed a great sacrifice in cooperation with Maganga Muni, and thus was able to vanquish the sons of Vasishtha. He became a great yogi and yet he failed to check his senses, thus was obliged to become a father of Shakuntala, the beauty queen of the world history. Once when he was Kshatriya king, he visited hermitage of Vasishtha Muni and he was given a royal reception. Vishwamitra wanted from Vasishtha a cow named Nandini, and the Muni refused to deliver it. Vishwamitra stole the cow, and thus there was a quarrel between sage and the king. Vishwamitra was defeated by spiritual strength of Vasishtha, and thus the king decided to become a Brahmana. Before becoming Brahmana, he underwent severe austerity on the banks of Kaushika, and he was also one who tried to stop Kurukshetra war. Angira. He is one of the six mental sons of Brahma and the father of Brahaspati, the great learned priest of demigod in the heavenly planets. He was born of the semen of Brahmaji, given to a cinder of fire, Uthatya, and Samvrata are his sons. It is said that he is still performing austerity and chanting the holy names of Lord at a place known as Alaknanda in the banks of Ganges. Parshuram, Shri Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Uthatya, one of the three sons of Maharshi Rishi Angira, he was the spiritual master of Maharaj Mandata. He married Bhadra, the daughter of Soma, Moon. Varuna kidnapped his wife Bhadra, and to retaliate the offense of the god of water, he drank all the water of the world. Medhatihi, an old sage of yore, an assembly member of heavenly king Indradev. His son was Kanva Muni, who brought up Shakuntala in the forest. He was promoted to heavenly planet by strictly following the principles of retired life, Vanaprastha. Devala, a great authority like Narad Muni and Vyasadeva, his good name is on the list of authorities mentioned in Bhagavad Gita when Arjuna acknowledged Lord Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He met Maharaj Yudhishthir after the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was the elder brother of Dhaumya, the priest of Pandava family. Like the Kshatriyas, he also allowed his daughter to select her own husband in a Swayamvara meeting. And at the ceremony of the bachelor sons of Rishis were involved, according to some, he is not Ashita Devala. Bharadwaja, see Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Gautama, one of seven sages of universe, Shradavan Gautama was one of his sons. Persons in Gautama Gotra dynasty today are either his family descendants or in disciplic succession. The Brahmanas who profess Gautama Gotra are generally family descendants, and Kshatriyas and Vaishyas who profess Gautama Gotra are all in the line of disciplic succession. He was the husband of famous Ahilya, who turned into stone when Indradeva, the king of heaven, molested her. Ahilya was delivered by Lord Ramchandra. Gautama was grandfather of Kripacharya, one of the heroes of battles of Kurukshetra. Maitreya, a great rishi of yore, he was spiritual master of Vidura and a great religious authority. He advised Dhritarashtra to keep good relationship with Pandavas. Duryodhana disagreed and thus was cursed by him. He met Vyasadeva and religious discourses with him. Om Ajnana Karna Dasya Ajnana Jana Shilakya Chakshura Milta Mena Tasmai Shri Dhamayana Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishkar Sthapita Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Sadamaya Antadati Sapsatika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhpad Padnam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghutakam Vitam Satyubam Sadvaitam Savarukam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Satyam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रजभानु सुते देवी कर्णमणि हरि की पांचाकल तटुपेक्षा कृपा सिंधु परेक्षा पतितनाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे। We learned about so many different sages who have assembled to do what?
To listen Srimad Bhagavatam.
And where have they come from, all these sages?
Different parts of the universe.
So they didn't only come for a few miles, a few kilometers. Mm-hmm. They came from different parts of the universe. Yes. And do you think that like the sages we're talking about, Gautama Rishi and Bhrigu Maharaj and Parashara Maharaj, Angira, they all had pastimes with Lord Shri Krishna, correct? Not in one yuga, different yugas. So do you think they didn't know about Lordship?
Yeah.
They knew. But still, they came and they were sitting and patiently waiting to listen about Lord. So, do you think it's by chance that we all, when we sit and listen about Lord, or when we are listening to His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj's class, and we get extreme pleasure in doing that? Is that an accident or is it just a coincidence or something like that?
No. Sorry, can you please repeat your question?
If His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj is saying the class and we are relishing those pastimes of Lord, is that an accident or is it by chance we are in good mood and then we relish
it's
that?
It's arrangement of Lord.
Yeah. It is. Because Lord's pastimes and Lord's names are not different. So when we associate with Lord's pastimes, when you're meditating upon what type of loving exchanges Lord has done with His devotees, we get extreme pleasure as if we are associating with Lord, as if Lord is there. All these munis and rishi munis, they were named that someone was Janak Maharaj's teacher, and Janak Maharaj's pastime happened in Treta Yuga, and this is happening in the start of Kali Yuga. So they could live so long, they could time travel. I mean, they were telling about one muni who could time travel like Narada. So he is saying Bhrigu Muni, he could travel in space like Durvasa, Narada and others. So those type of mystic powers were there with them. And hum log ke paas choti moti power hoti and we forget Bhagwan. So Bhagwan thodi si wealth deta hai, thodi si power deta hai, thoda manager kahin bana deta hai. And we think that Bhagman mein hai na Bhagwan. Humne man saaf hai. भगवान के बारे में सुन के क्या क्या करेंगे। बट दीज मुनीज दे वर ब्लेस्ड विद सो मेनी थिंग्स, सो मेनी पावर, सो मेनी सो मच भक्ति, बट स्टिल दे ऑल गैदर्ड एंड दे वेटिंग पेशेंटली टू लिसन टू लॉर्ड एंड 7 days 7 nights विदाउट ईटिंग विदाउट ब्लिंकिंग देयर आईज दे वर लाइक जस्ट लिसनिंग टू लॉर्ड्स पास्ट टाइम्स। So, you know, so there was a conversation happening between between our Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Vrindavan Swami Maharaj, and His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj. And they were both doing the Vrindavan Parikrama. And they both were discussing, and Guru Maharaj told Shivaram Swami that, you know, what were those days when we came to Vrindavan, like when they were 16, 17 year old in 1970s, hardly 1 or 2 hours used to be electricity in that place. And there used to be dust all over and nice peacock sounds, and bells are ringing, and somewhere loud chants are happening in some hermitage. So it was very peaceful and very, you know, like very conducive for Krishna consciousness. And now they were discussing and complaining that now, you know, the big buildings have come, and instead of Vedic chants, you get to hear honks and the sound of the vehicles and stuff. So Shivaram Maharaj gave a very nice instructions. He said that, you know, what happens in Vrindavan, what are the components, key components of Vrindavan, what happens in Vrindavan, what are things in Vrindavan. जब हम वो करते हैं जय राधा माधव, तो उसमें सारे वृंदावन के कंपोनेंट्स हैं. सो व्हाट आर द कंपोनेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन? सो देयर इज राधा श्याम सुंदर इन वृंदावन, एंड व्हाट एल्स इज देयर इन वृंदावन?
जय राधा माधव.
सो राधा माधव इज बाके बिहारी इज देयर, कृष्ण बलराम इज देयर, यशोदा माई इज देयर, व्हाट एल्स? गोपी जनास वर देयर. What else was there?
Shakha
log hai. Ab Radha Kund hai. Shyam Kund hai. Yeah. And then what? All these components, all these things, Giri Govardhan hai, Gai hai. All these components, what are they doing day and night?
They are immersed in
Krishna Prem.
They're immersed in Krishna Prem. They're saying Krishna's pastimes. Wherever you go, they're talking about Krishna. They're chanting, they're dancing. There's Harinam everywhere happening. People are serving Lordship. People are serving Lord's devotees. So Shivaram Maharaj gave instruction that let's all manifest that in our heart. If we can't find that Vrindavan outside today because of whatever changes which are beyond our control, let's try to find that in our hearts. Let's try to always remember Krishna. Let's try to remember always the pastimes of the Lord. Let's, wherever we get time, let's hear pastimes of the Lord. Now 4G, 5G is in Qatar, which is the most fastest internet. So we can put SoundCloud, put the lecture number or a shloka number, and you, here you get, go the shloka. If you have a car ride of 40 minutes, one lecture finished. Lord has made so many arrangements. You know, if we have that asakti, then we can do that now, because it's, Lord has made it easy for Kali Yuga. Because Lord and Lord's pastimes are not different. Lords and Lord's names are not different. The kirtan we're listening is not different than Lord Himself. So there was this Sanatan Prabhu in Vrindavan. He took a vow not to leave from Vrindavan. So he and whenever you see him, he is like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. 24 ghante wo jab bhi milenge, he would do this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. How are you, Prabhu? All well? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. So when we went for one of the Japa retreat, we were given this task. So in UK, we went to Coventry Prajapati Tree, and we were told this pastime about the Sanatan Prabhu, and 3 days we were there, everybody was like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, you know, you get into that mood. 3 days you like withdraw all your senses and then put focus on the Lord's name. It was a completely different experience. So the pastime was this Prabhu keeps doing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So ye karte wo mandir mein, he was standing in the Krishna Balaram temple, and there was this Russian devotee who was singing the arati.
Singing the
arati. And arati in Vrindavan is sung in a particular lay and tal. So everybody follows that, you know. Everybody follows that. Vibhavari se sa aloka pravesa. So everybody follows that tal. But this Prabhu was doing a bit differently. The Russian devotee. So this Sanatana Prabhu came to some devotee and stood next to him, and he was like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So after the arati happened, and he turned to this Prabhu, and this Prabhu was thinking that, this Prabhu might, you know, say something about the way arati was done. And then he said, Prabhu. So it's like, no, I don't know what is he saying. And he said, Prabhu, this was so melodious. The bhava was very high level. So many times we think that, oh, this is not the tune, or he may not be singing in that tune. We may start judging it. But then people, and who are immersed into it, they can get that bhava. They can, you know, realize that what's being done. So here, just to give background to Prabhu, what's happening here, that Parikshit Maharaj, you know Parikshit Maharaj, he was son of Abhimanyu and Uttara, and he was the king of the universe. After Pandavas left, Parikshit Maharaj became king of the whole universe. And then when Kaliyug was trying to enter, because it was time for Kaliyug to enter the world, the one pastime happened where he was cursed by a muni for a small offense. So his offense was that he was thirsty and muni didn't respond. So he put a dead snake on the muni's around muni's neck, and when muni's son came, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die by a snake, flying snake bite. Now, since Parikshit Maharaj was such a big king and such a big devotee of the Lord, he could have made excuses. Like we commit some mistake and we say, oh no, ye kisi aur ka galti hai, we wouldn't have done this. So I was thirsty, he didn't respond. So he could have easily reversed the curse or apologized, but he repented that he's done this mistake. As soon as he did the mistake, he repented. He was repenting all the way to his palace. And as soon as he reached the palace, and then he got this news that he's been cursed, he said that, I have done the offense. Let me get the reaction so that I don't need to take birth again, because if we don't get reaction of our karmas in this birth, hum log ko fir se, we have to take birth again and again to take the fruits of good deeds and take punishments of the bad deeds. So many times, if in our olden times at home as well, if something wrong used to happen, so our grandmother and grandfather says, chalo achha hai, dukh kat gaya, like your karma finished in this birth itself. So something... So he's saying that, let me finish this business here and let me go back to Bhagavad Dham. So he inquires that what should he do to reach to lordship. He had only 7 days. So lots of rishis started to do yagnas. And then what was happening is the smoke coming from the yagnas was making all the rishis black. So when then it happens so that what was his name? You know, Prabhu who advises him to
smoke.
Namisharan.
First
sentence, he was asking what to do. So Sukadev Goswami
appeared,
and started to say about Bhagavatam. So so this is where the scene is now. All the rishis are sitting here, and Sukadev Goswami comes and then speaks about Bhagavatam. So all these sages' names were given. All are sitting here. So including his father was sitting here. Father and grandfather and all these exalted Rishi Munis. Now they are sitting on the Ganges, on the banks of Ganges, and it's been told that even the breeze of the bank of Ganges, if somebody touches it, they become purified. So I remember one of the past times wherein, you know, in our ISKCON we have His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. He traveled hitchhiking from US. So he hitchhiked from US to Europe, and from there he hitchhiked through Israel and
Turkey,
Iran, Pakistan. Yeah. And from Pakistan to India border he walked. And then as soon as he reached New Delhi, he saw a big pandal. He was very, very excited as soon as he reached Delhi, because he had heard so much about the Pavan Bharat Varsha that the spiritual knowledge is emanating from there. So he, all the way from America, he came to India and reached New Delhi, and he was extremely ecstatic and happy that he has reached his goal. Now he's in search of his knowledge, and he'll get that knowledge. Do we feel that when we go to Delhi? And as soon as he reaches there, he sees a big yoga convention. And in this yoga convention, like it's being told here, all these sadhus from Himalayas and Badrinath and Rishikesh, they all had come. And there are around 40 sadhus over there. And these 40 sadhus on 3 or 4 days workshop were teaching their own realizations, and different rooms they were telling about what they have learned, and what is their concept of Lord, and what are their realizations. And and on the end of the third day, all these 10-15,000 people who were attending, they were under one pandal, and then these 30-40 sadhus were on the one platform. And the guy who was the person who was moderating the thing was American, who had put together the whole thing, and who had invited all these 40 sadhus. So he said that now you've all come here, we have learned about yoga, we've learned about the world peace, we've learned about how to bring the peace in the community and how to bring the peace inside. Now I will leave this stage to mic to all these sadhus to address all of you. But since we have only 2.5 hours of this venue, each sadhu will get 3 minutes to speak. And you know what happens if somebody is given mic. So first one takes 10 minutes. The next one takes 20 minutes. And every time he says, Maharaj, your time is up, the voice goes up. Maharaj, your time is up, his voice goes further up. So like every extra minute taken by the first few means the last few wouldn't get their chance to speak. And after third or fourth sadhu being speaking, the last one started to shout. And then the whole scene became chaotic, that I am Bhagwan, how can I not get turned to speak? And they started to throw mic on each other. So these were the people who were trying to bring world peace and talk about the peace and thing. So all these things made Radhanath Swami Maharaj say that, let me go and find out who this Lord is myself. And he leaves New Delhi and he goes to Rishikesh. So he goes to Himalayas, he goes to Nepal. Then after all those journey, he comes to Rishikesh. And the way this pastime is described is amazing in his book. So he sits on a rock, in the Ganges, and he had a last possession which was very dear to him. You know, Prabhu, what was his last possession? His last possession. He had one last thing which he carried from America.
Pen?
He didn't have anything else.
Is it
pen?
Huh? Small bag having the passport and
no.
I think
he had this.
Yes.
And then he puts that in Ganges. He plays a bit and he puts it in the Ganges. And he sits for meditation. And in the air blowing over the Ganges, first time he hears Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So that is the air of Ganges we are talking about here. You know, like people sitting on in bank of Ganges and all these sannyasis trying to get that realization in past times of the Lord. Yeah. So again there's a formula which has been told by Radhanath Maharaj in his class. That, and we can very much relate to this formula, and suffering is equals to attachment to the material things. Suffering is equal to attachment to material things. So agar hum onion se attached hain, onion nahi khane milega to suffering ho jayegi, but now we are not attached to onion. Onion नहीं खाने मिलेगा तो suffering नहीं करें. We attached to our car, and then if hit something, then we get pain. So the more attachment we have temporary thing, the more will be the suffering. And you know why this is true, this formula? Because material things are temporary. By the very fact, in our office we have this Muslim guy, and he keeps asking me meanings of things, and he was asking things of meaning of Shran Bhangur, because he keeps listening to lectures of different gurus, and he was asking that what does it mean by Shran Bhangur?
Temporary.
Ashashvat. Temporary. Shashvat is your son. Ashashvat means false. But if we go in that line of thinking that this material world is Shashvat, this material Ashashvat, this material world is Shran Bhangur, this material is temporary, we need to get detached. And on bodily platform or a physical platform, we try to detach it. It is very, very difficult. But if we attached ourselves to a higher taste, it is very easy. So if we immerse ourselves in Kirtan, if we immerse ourselves in Bhagavatam, if we immerse ourselves in serving the devotees of Lord, the attachment always falls off without making efforts. Isn't it? this world is not, we are not here to enjoy, because there is no permanent enjoyment in this world. As soon as old age kicks in, as soon as disease kicks in, as soon as death comes near, everything will be, all the enjoyment will be gone. हमें थोड़ा सा छोटा सा ailment होता है, कहीं छोटी सी finger में कुछ pin गड़ जाते हैं, kitchen में काम करते करते हाथ कट जाता है, our all enjoyment finishes there, isn't it? Because this body is not meant for enjoyment. This body is meant for going back to Bhagavad Dham. This is just a vehicle. This is just a boat given to go back to Bhagavad Dham. And we can do that in this birth, in this body, in this family grahastra life, in this being a dentist or doctor, in this being an engineer. Because Srila Prabhupada has decoded that for us, what is the path. And the path is very, very easy. So we have to manifest, as Shivram Maharaj was saying, we have to manifest that Vrindavan in our heart and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Eat nice prasad, offer to Lord any prasad, and listen to Bhagavatam and associate with devotees. So easy, simple. Hare Krishna. So any questions? Do we have still time? So 11 is let's see, there were also many other saintly demigods and kings, special royal orders called Arunodaya, a special rank of Rajarishis from different dynasty of sages. When they all assembled together to meet Emperor Parikshit, he received them properly and bowed his head to the ground. And then 12 is after all the rishis and others had seated themselves comfortably, the king, humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them of his decision to fast until death. Yeah, this is true. So now what's happening is that this big Maharaj Parikshit, who's been the king of the whole planet, whole universe, when all these people came, he didn't say that I, the king, am taking this vow. No. He folded his hand. He paid them obeisances. He made them seated. He paid them obeisances. And then humbly standing before them with folded hands, told them his decision to fast until death. Now when he told this decision of fast until death, all these rishis appreciated him, encouraged him, sat with him in that journey of 7 days. Now if say in the early movements of Hare Krishna, when people were leaving their material world and trying to join Krishna consciousness, parents were very skeptical and against them, and there were programs being run in US called anti-programming programs. So the devotees' parents were hiring these psychologists to do anti-programming. They were saying that somebody has programmed their kids to become Hare Krishna. So they were hiring these people to anti-program their kids. So these rishis didn't say, oh Maharaj, you are ruling the whole world, who will rule this world? You are our protector. Aap chale jayenge, you will go and then the Kalyug will come and they will kill Brahmanas. Why are you going? Let's do anti-programming on him. No, why is he leaving everything? No, but they encourage him. They said he is going to Bhagavad Dham. He's achieving his purpose of his life. So they encouraged him, they congratulated him, they sat next to him in his that journey. And see the humbleness of this Maharaj. We were moving from one home to other home, and we were looking at everything, that should we take this, should we leave this, you know, like, oh, we bought this for 50 riyal, how can we leave this? And this Maharaj, who's the king of the universe, and he is leaving everything at one go, and he's saying, oh, this is the opportunity. And it can happen to any of us, and it happens in Hare Krishna very often, where as soon as the devotee gets to know that he's got some terminal ill disease, or he's about to leave, or then they do it. They leave everything, go to dham, immerse themselves. So many people leave their body in Gaushala. So many people, there's a Prabhu called Govardhan Dhari Prabhu. He's Arabic origin. He's from Egypt. He preaches in Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan as well. So he's running what is it called, Prabhu? That center where
hospice.
People...
Huh?
Hospice, yeah. He's running a hospice in Vrindavan, and there devotees from all over the world, they come and leave their bodies. And when he takes class and he tells the experiences of devotees leaving the body in bliss, it's amazing. All the hair stand when he tells each experience. You know, like somebody is seeing the ratha coming, somebody seeing that big effulgent light and yellow cloth flowing in the air. So different ways people have left their body, and when they leave their body, there's absolute bliss on their face. Like there's a Mother Kalangana, she's a Polish devotee in Bhaktivedanta manner, she was. And she used to live in one kind of Mataji's quarter. And I don't know whoever wanted Bhaktivedanta manner. And the manor is in the kind of a villa, big villa bungalow. And there's Mataji's quarter, and there's a big car park, and there's a Gaushala. So they wanted to demolish this Mataji thing on campus and then build a new Haveli. So British Prime Minister came to do the Bhumi Pujan, and the contractors were there, all the machines came, and she said that I'm not leaving this place because it's she had a lot of service in the temple. So I have to do service in the temple, and she was 80 plus. So she couldn't walk from far and do this service. So until the very last moment, like until 1 or 2 months before she left the body, she would wake up, she would make Mangalarti sweets, you know, those decorative sweets for Lord at 3:30 to 2:30 in the morning. And Lord's being woken up with her sweets. So she said, I'm not moving. And so all the work was stopped, everything was stopped. But after a month or so, she said that now it's time for me to go. And she said that I don't have any visitors in my room, and I only want to see this Prabhu or Mataji. So those Prabhu and Matajis were going reading Bhagavatam to her, Bhagavad Gita to her. They were bringing the Utsav deities for her darshan to her room. And they're saying the day she left her body, she was in absolute bliss. So this is what Parikshit Maharaj has done. We all can do, if we are an association devotees, if our mind is trained, if that hankering is there for Lord's name and pastime and going back to dham, we can, each one of us can do that. And Srila Prabhupada has made arrangement for us. and he's made personalized arrangement for each one of us. We need to have that hankering for that. You know, like gopis had the hankering. So when we were, when we go to the yatra in Vrindavan, and there's a place called Ter Kadam, where Krishna used to sit with all his Gwalbals, and there's the tree still there, and he would put his lunch potli over there, and all these 5,000, 7,000 cows, 500,000 cows were there, and he would call each cow with their name. So he'd say, Nandani! And the Nandani would come, and then he would call all the names of Bagula. Bagula was one of them. Yeah, Bagula, and the Bagula will come, you know, like that. So, and then there is a place called Jawad, where Radharani's home was, where she was married. So from Jawad to Ter Kadam, there's a stretch of path. And lots of Maharaj take this yatra from paddle from Jawad to Ter Kadam. So Guru Maharaj gave that instruction when we sat off for that trail. He said that for each step you're taking, imagine that bhava with which Radharani traveled that path and the eagerness she had to see Lord Shri Krishna. Meditate upon that path. So you can walk the same path and meditate upon that each step, and with the each step, with each step, the intensity for eagerness or hankering for Krishna would increase. With each step you feel that, oh, my khana is coming, oh my Krishna, I'm going to see my Krishna. So we're walking the same path. We're walking, traveling the same route, but we're traveling with that consciousness. The Krishna consciousness is all about consciousness. When we're doing dandavats, many people say that, oh, why you do dandavat like this and your left hand side on Krishna. So generally, hum log India mein kya karte hain, saamne aise karte hain. But in ISKCON, you would see that we do dandavat like this so that our left side is facing Krishna, right? So there's a whole class can be given only on dandavat. So this left side dandavat, because our heart is on our left side, we're offering our heart to Lord. There's one lecture which was told that if we do dandavat while sleeping, like before going to bed, if we do dandavat to Lord, and then as soon as we wake up and we do dandavat again, the whole night is considered bhakti. Because we slept with that consciousness, we've paid our obeisances to Lord, and then when we wake up, we take darshan and do obeisances to Lord. That whole night, what we've slept will be counted as bhakti. So, if we have that hankering for Lord, Lord has made that arrangement that we can, in this very lifetime, we can do this. I mean, see, if you think that, oh, that yuga was good, maybe that's why these rishis could become so exalted. Maybe they had personal association, Lord, that they became such a nice devotees. But see, in the same yuga we had Duryodhan. In the same yuga we had Ravan. So it was not difficult. The fight is internal than external. The ego, the jealousy, these things are more internal. So these things existed there as well, in that yuga as well. And there are people who conquered it, there are people who lost against it. The same fight we have to fight here, in this yuga. They had different bodies which allowed them to time travel or do things. But we have a benediction that Lord comes to you in the form of His holy name. When we say Krishna, Krishna is there, we have to realize that. When we say Ram, Ram is there. When we say, when we hear about Lord's pastime, Lord is present. Yeah. So Krishna has made that arrangement for us. We have to do simple things and follow what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Have association of devotees, read Srila Prabhupada's books, and it's very easy to achieve the same Bhagavad Dham what Parikshit Maharaj got. Can you imagine? Same Bhagavad Dham which Parikshit Maharaj got, which one of us can get it? And it is so simple to follow. And we need to have that hankering. Simple to follow but difficult to implement. We don't follow it. But then if we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, we can reach there. So this tells us the importance of this human birth. Because this we have got after 8.4 million different species of birth. So let's not waste it. If we waste it in the mundane activities, in doing things which we could have done in other yonis, then it's a waste. So all the other yonis we can do eating, meeting, sleeping, defending. Only thing additional we can do is in this birth is bhakti. So let's do this. What Sanatan Prabhu is doing. Let's try a few things. What Sanatan Prabhu is doing. Say, always remember Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. 24/7. Convert our sleep also in bhakti. Just do dandvat in the night. Say, Lord, I am going to sleep. Please make me remember all night your pastime, yourself. And when you wake up, you say, Lord, thanks for waking up. Thanks for air you're giving to me to breathe. And be thankful to Him for everything He's given. Remember Srila Prabhupada all the time. Do kirtan, dance. It's so joyful, isn't it? Your Krishna consciousness is so joyful. So with that, there is no time. Stop here.
Please.
So, is any questions, comments? Prabhu says, Tika Tippani.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. We walked on that.